Okay, welcome to the show. I'm here at the GC booth at the IDS 2019 together with my friend Ingmar. Ingmar, tell us something about yourself.
Yes, hello. Thanks for having me here. I'm a dentist from Germany. I have my office directly in the middle of Germany, and I'm a still working dentist on the landscape. I'm not a city dentist, I'm a land dentist. So I have to work with a lot of different difficulties and patients and person, and it's very nice, and I enjoy to be here and to tell you something about the new filling system that I prefer as an alternative to amalgam.
How long have you been using the new Aquia Forte HT?
The Aquia Forte HT, now I use it for a half year, but I'm using the whole Aquia system since over 10 years. I started with the normal Aquia, and since 2015 I'm using Aquia Forte, and I'm very pleased with it. Now since a half year I'm working with HT, and it's a very, very good and very nice system for me.
So you know all the evolution. What changed clinical from, for example, from Aquia to Aquia Forte to HT?
The stability of the fillings changed very, very much. The Aquia Forte is more stable than Aquia, and it's more easy to handle it. It's not so sticky when you bring it into the tooth. Now the big advantage of HT is you can use it directly. So you put it into the tooth and into the problem you have and into the caries, and then you can use your instrument directly. So it doesn't stick for the first 10 seconds, and that's a big advantage. It's also more stable than Aquia Forte.
So this is an indication of how to use Aquia also changed during the years?
During the years it changed a lot, because normal Aquia you only could use for normal classes 1 and 2, and now you can use, since we have Aquia Forte, you can use it with class 2, which got a pressure on it. You can't build the edges of the tooth. I think that's a problem of all fillings, but you can use it now in an area where you have big pressure of the tooth, and that's a big advantage. So you can use it almost for everything. Also, when you make a prep for a crown or something else, and you have a problem with bleeding, it's no problem to use Aquia Forte, because it's very handsome to use over there. You can't use composite, for example, there.
Can you tell the dentists who are listening to that podcast maybe something about are there limitations? Where do we have to be careful with some limitations with Aquia?
One big limitation is when you try to build the approximality. Don't overload it over there.
Okay.
When you build it too big over there, then it will break, it will crack. So you have to use it quite firm. And then approximately, also there you have to use it quite firm, but then it will use very well, work very well. When you have a very big decay on the tooth, maybe the tooth needs a crown in the next 2, 3, 4 months, you don't have to close the approximately. Therefore, you can use it very good. But if you have very wide areas, then you build it too big, then it will crack, and that's a problem.
Okay. But is it rather also a problem of the matrixing? That, for example, if you use the Toffelmeyer matrix, that the contact point is not convex enough, and therefore we have breakage at the margins, or is it the overbuilding part you talked about?
But when you can use the Toffelmeyer, but then you have to use an instrument to close the contact point to the neighbor tooth. But there you have to look that it's not too big, and that to get it to build it too convex. So I prefer to take an half matrix system.
Sectional matrix.
Sectional matrix. There you get a very nice contact point, and the risk that the contact point is too big is not so big.
No,
you can work very good with it.
Do you have any product-wise, any specific matrix systems you prefer right now?
I'm working for a half, for section matrix system with Palodent.
Oh, okay.
From Dentsply, and I'm very pleased with it, but I'm not married with this system, so I'm quite open to use other systems and to try other systems. But right now we are working with this system, and we are very happy with it.
Okay. I remember a webinar you gave a couple of years ago, And when you talked about class 5 cavities as well, can you tell us about your experience with class 5 cavities and Acquia?
Acquia and Acquia 40 or Acquia 40 HE works very well with class 5 cavities, because there you have the problem, because when it's very, very deep, it's under the margin, for example, you have the problem with bleeding, with a lot of moisture. There you can't use the composite very well. And it sticks, and it sticks very good over there, and the people don't have problems with hypersensitivity because of the fluid what's coming out of the filling. And my experience with that is very, very good.
Are there any things the dentist have to take in mind, or is this material so easy that it's no problem at all?
It's very easy to use, so there are not so many things you have to think about. You have to, with normal Acquia and Acquia Forte, you have the problem that it's quite sticky at the instrument, so you have to wait 10 seconds if you can adapt it to the tooth. Mm. Now with HT, you don't have to wait, so you can adapt it perfectly. And so there are no limitations with class 5 restorations.
Well, Al, there are probably people out there who have never been using Acquia or anything. Do they need any special coating after they're done? Can you talk about that a bit?
You don't need a special coating before you put the filling into the tooth, but when you are ready with the filling, then you put the Acquia coat over it, and that gave more stabilization to the filling. And the abrasion is not so big anymore, and the long life term is now very high and very good. Mm. So it's always, with adult patients, is very important to use this. I don't use it when I have the primary tooth, for example, and I don't use this when I make a prep for a tooth and use there the filling. You don't need it. Mm. But when you make a normal filling with adult people and no crown, then use the coat, then you get a very long life filling.
You've been also using the new HT in forms of color. What's your favorite color you use clinically?
And we always work with A3, okay, because that's the classical. Because people who don't want to pay for a filling or can't pay for a filling, why should they don't get a filling which is like the color of the tooth or teeth? Mm. So we always use A3. It is, you have an aesthetic, very good result, but it's not too long for it holds not too long for a filling which is not, we have to pay for it, but they have a good feeling, the patients, and they get a good quality, and after 6, 7, 8 years maybe you change it and everyone is happy. Mm. But A3 is for me a very good color. Mm.
What are you telling the patient regarding the longevity of the filling in your office?
In Germany we have to give 2 years of guarantee for our fillings, so this counts for Acquia, also it counts for composite. Mm. And I tell my patients maybe it will stay in the tooth about 4, 5, 6 years, and then we have to change it. I also have now changed fillings after 8 years, mm, but sometimes we have to change it after 4 years. And I tell the people with composite, where they have to pay for, that this one will take much longer time, it will stay in the tooth. So, and that's the point how you can discuss with the people.
Okay. As a final comment, for Acquia Forte HD, you say, indication-wise, it's the material to use as an American GAN alternative right?
Yes.
Now in your office?
Absolutely.
But you stopped using amalgam.
Yeah.
Also?
I don't use amalgam in my office anymore since 10 years, 11 years. And it's a very good alternative for that. And that's the main reason why I looked for a system which is working very good as alternative for amalgam. I tried a lot of systems, but for me, from my experience, the Acquia system is the first system, starting with a normal Acquia, then with the 40, and now with the 40 HD, which works so well that I don't want to change it anymore.
Okay, thanks a lot for the talk.
Thank you for having me here.